free will and divine providence. We learn that our divine source transcends all time and space. Our souls even transcend time and space. So in the moment that it arose in the divine will to bestow the goodness to creation, so in that very moment, we said that the creation, which was the desire to receive, the vessel that can experience the goodness and enjoy it, came into existence and was filled with all of the goodness in this eternal cosmic state. Now, we said that that state of perfection was then to be brought to a state of super perfection, where we're able to receive all of the goodness in the ultimate way of giving, of loving back. So then we had the tzimtzum that we talked about. All of our reality of time and space is put into existence, everything we're going through right now, where we're learning to become able to truly love and come to the place where once again we are receiving all of that boundless goodness that we were in the beginning, but we're experiencing it in a state of giving, in a state of union with our divine source. So between that primal cosmic moment where we were receiving in order to receive the goodness and the final cosmic moment which we are headed towards is all of our reality that we're going through right now within time and space. But our primal stage and our final stage transcend time and space. So we learned that in that very moment that it aroused in the divine will to give all of the goodness, that that final state that we're headed towards already exists, because our true reality is beyond time and space. So all of the stages that we're in right now, in some ways already happened in one cosmic moment. We're playing it out right now. We learned that where we're going to, all of us being able to experience all of the divine goodness in the ultimate way, is not only destined to happen, on some level it's already happening now. We're just not yet aware of it. Now, within this time and space stage that we're in right now, where we're undergoing our spiritual development, where we're learning how to truly love, so we learned that we do actually have free will, because our choosing to love and working to love is the way that the love will be real. That it's not just we're completely in a programmed movie, but that our actual decision making in this whole stage is integral to what's going on. That we are actually coming to love. So we learned that depending on our decisions that we're making in every moment, decisions that are more elevated to trying to be in the place of giving, or decisions that are more centered on only trying to serve ourselves, depending on every decision that we're making, all of reality is then sort of reformulating itself, depending on that, to help everything and everyone continue to develop eventually. So in this way of understanding, there's the final stage that we're destined to come to, on some levels already happening, but there's all these different paths of getting there. But there's also an idea that when we get to the final stage, we'll come to see that everything that was, is, and will be was all done by God. Now, the way it's given for us to work with this paradox of free will and divine providence is that we learn that in this very moment that we find ourselves, every moment, we're to look at the world and ourselves as though we have 100% free will and 100% responsibility to try to elevate ourselves, to fix the world, to do the higher thing that needs to be done in this moment. That it's in our hands, 100%. And then after we've done something, to know that although we right now in this new moment have 100% free will and responsibility, 100%, to try to fix ourselves and fix the world to whatever level we're here to do, But to know that what happened in that last moment, everything that happened to us and everything that I've done until this very moment was all divinely orchestrated. It all happened the way it needed to happen. So even like the mistakes that we make, we're to learn from them, to look back and to know, oh, that was a very big mistake. And to learn from that, to right now, try to never make that mistake and learn from how to go in the higher way from this moment on, and to take responsibility to fix and rectify whatever we would need to fix from that mistake. But to also know that our making that mistake in the biggest picture was also part of the divine plan in order for us to now bring that up to a higher place. So this way of understanding, it doesn't alleviate any responsibility. It gives us 100% responsibility to be trying with all of our might to do everything we can to be doing, making the right decisions. But at the same time, realizing that whatever situation we're in now, everything that's happened to us and everything that we've done until now, in the biggest picture happened as all part of the divine plan. Now, this is a very hard space to, we can't comprehend that in a simple understanding. The great spiritual masters have reached very high levels of realizing this. They're holding these two spaces like completely. On one sense, they're realizing that everything is in a state of complete perfection, happening in the most perfect, beautiful way. Completely seeing through the illusion, seeing how everything is interconnected and everything is the blossoming of all of the goodness to all of us through what we're going through right now in every detail of reality. So from that realization that they have, you could think, well, they can just sit and do nothing. It's all perfect. But the great spiritual masters in Judaism are the opposite. They are full force, working and yearning and giving and doing and hardly sleeping and going beyond normal human way of being. They're feeling and experiencing having emunah and the exaltance of God to a level that is just energizing them to be full blast doing, to fix the world, to fix themselves to higher levels. So to hold these two spaces at the same time is a complete paradox. It's a way of being that transcends what our mind can understand. Because we understand right now time and space. But all of this time and space is actually interfacing with that which is beyond time and space. So this way of working with it, although we can't comprehend it, is very healthy just in a simple level way of living, because it's the idea of having emunah that everything that's happened until now, even all of the problems, not just feel that, oh, woe is me, poor me, everything that happened, but realizing, no, everything that happened, even all the bad stuff, was actually divinely orchestrated and perfectly given to us to actually help us. There's something we don't yet understand, but it's everything that's happened is there's something good either in it or something good to come out of it. So, and even the mistakes that we've made, although we have to do everything we can to fix them, and if we've wronged somebody to try to fix that as well. But it also gives us the ability to use that as a springboard towards using all of our failings to sprout from it in a positive way. And at the same time, while holding that concept that everything is being divinely orchestrated, that it gives us 100% responsibility in this moment to be doing everything that we can. It's empowering us and giving us to do, because that's what we're here to do. Right now we're here to work on the transformation, to work on attaining the state of truly loving and giving. Working with the two opposite concepts of divine providence and free will is cool. everything in Judaism is working with harmonizing opposites. Body and soul, giving and receiving, physical and spiritual, free will and divine providence. This came to mind. It says that it came to mind. It says that one of the biggest illusions that we have is that our thoughts are our thoughts. There's an idea that every thought that comes into our mind is given to us from God. That any thought that we have about God is actually a gift from God. So yeah, we're working on trying to realize that everything that's going on is divine providence, and then working within that to, in our deepest way, be working to be in the state of working and yearning and striving to be in a state of truly giving and loving and doing with all of our being, in the state of loving